Welcome to the premiere production from Must Be Nice Studios. We humbly present to you an audio adaptation of one of the greatest sci-fi stories of the Golden Age. Who Goes There, written by John W. Campbell Jr., was first published in 1937 and effectively created the modern genre of sci-fi horror. The original story was adapted into movie form in 1951 and 1982 with a 2011 prequel to the 1982 movie. It has appeared in radio form before on the BBC and has appeared in comic book form multiple times. We hope you enjoy this adaptation of a timeless classic. This program is to be considered rated R for intense audio violence and language. For your greatest listening pleasure, please listen in stereo and turn your equalizer off or set it to flat.
You doing all right there, Childs?
Yes, sir, Mr. Van Wall. Hope it's not always like this, though. I'll have to requisition a whole plane just to have the parts to keep this one in the air.
Just be glad we're not in the helicopter. And don't blame me. Max, the meteorologist. The weather is his fault.
It's not my fault you can't fly through a little blizzard, Van.
Hey, you're the one that said we should fly over Little Magnet and come in the backside of the base.
Well, I figured we ought to give the new guy a smooth ride in.
I'm sorry, did you say smooth ride? This is a smooth ride?
Oh, definitely. If we'd have gone straight to the base, we would have been on the ice by now.
Oh, well then, I guess this is a little smoother.
Hey, at least you're up front with us. Better than bouncing around by yourself with the supplies. And it's just Van Wall. We go by surnames out here.
Why's that?
Your first name's Jonathan, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you bring our crew up to 10, but you're the 6th John, so last names.
Not that you can see it, but we're coming up on Little Magnet.
That's the unmanned station, right?
Yep. It's not much more than an outhouse with a radio beacon. But between that one, the one at the base, and the one at Black Island, we can always navigate. We do a lot of instrument flying out here.
What about the compass? Can't you just use that?
Ah, but you forget something. Down here, everything is north. Northwest to one side, northeast to the other, and due north everywhere else. Makes it a little difficult.
But shouldn't we be flying somewhat south by now?
Of course. What the hell? Hey, Mac? Did we get turned around? This thing says we're going the wrong way.
Don't know about the compass, but the beacons have us right on course. Now the airspeed indicator is acting up. Look.
Oh, it's not acting up. We're slowing down. You feel that?
What the?
My pen.
Your pen is stuck to the door. You feel that? Feels like my watch is being tugged. It stopped, too.
Yeah, I feel it. Mine stopped also.
Hold on, let me check something. Yeah, my watch stuck to the door. It's like there's a giant magnet behind us.
Oh, not behind us. Right on top of us. You guys feel that lift? What the hell?
Hold it steady.
I'm trying, but that thing is pulling us like a dog on a leash. What is it?
How the hell should I know? Whatever it is, it's huge.
God in heaven. If that thing's a meteor, it'll crack the continent.
That ain't no meteor. It's changing direction.
No, it's... My God, you're right. It's still going down, but damned if it isn't turning.
Mac, quit your gawking and help me fly this damn plane. Help me get the yoke back. We gotta get the nose up. There we go. Now... Let's not fly toward that thing. I have a feeling it'll pull us right down into the ice. We'll go back to Little Magnet and then straight to the station.
Blizzard or not, I'm inclined to agree.
Must have impacted. Can't be too far from where it passed us.
We'll worry about that after we land. The compass is pointing right at that thing. We're going to have to use the beacons all the way in. Mac, get the base on...
Skull 01, come in.
Never mind. Gary, why do you insist on using that stupid name? You can just ask for me or Mac. We're the only ones who are going to answer out here.
Protocol. I know most of you guys don't care about it, but I do. Now, we just registered a massive magnetic shift. And then a considerable seismic incident, all from the approximate location where you are supposed to be. I'm just checking to make sure you're all right.
Yeah, we're fine. Although we very nearly weren't.
What happened?
Looked like a meteor coming down over Little Magnet.
What was that, MacReady? I couldn't make it out.
We're not sure what it was, sir. Whatever it was, that thing missed us by no more than a quarter mile. Up here in the air, that's pretty close.
How's the new guy? Childs, is it? He all right?
I'm fine, Commander. Just gotta do a shorts check when we land.
Well, good. I'm glad
Commander.
You guys are... Hold on. What was that, Norris?
There's been another reading.
Another one?
Smaller, like an explosion. Same direction and distance as the first one.
There's been another seismic reading from the exact spot as the first one. A lot smaller, but there. You guys hear or feel anything?
No, sir. Nothing. Wait. Yeah, the compass. It looks like it's correct now.
Ours, too. Seems like that secondary seismic incident was some kind of explosion, negating whatever magnetic effect we were experiencing. You guys get back here safe and file your reports. We'll be socked in for at least a week, and I don't want to have to take the snow trucks out to look for your carcasses.
Well, at least we know where we stand.
Can it, Van Wall? Besides, we've seen all the movies 5 times, and the natives are going to riot if we have to see I Was a Male War Bride 1 more time.
Don't worry. We got all kinds of new movies for them to grouse over. We'll be there in, what, an hour?
About that. We'll call you when we get close.
Roger. Out.
Thanks for calling, Mom.
Gary, when are you going to let us go take a look at that meteor? It's been 6 days, and the storm broke this morning.
Mac and Childs don't think it was a meteor.
Yeah, I know. Flying saucers, men from Mars. That's crap, you know it.
How do you know, Cunt? Who says life hasn't evolved out there?
Because, Blair, it's not in my Bible. That's how I know. Kinner agrees with me. So do Van Wall and Clark.
The stuff Kinner cooks needs prayer. Van Wall's nothing but a Bible belter.
Born and bred.
And Clark is just plain dim.
Hey!
But you're a geologist, a scientist. How can you believe in all that Bible mumbo-jumbo?
It's called faith, Blair, and you ought to try some. It'll do wonders for your skeptical biologist soul.
My faith is in what I can see and what I can prove. That is all.
Now look, gentlemen, this talk is all fine and dandy for a Sunday morning, but it's Tuesday. MacReady is taking you three tomorrow morning. If I know him, he's already got the snow truck ready.
Only four of us going?
Why would you need more than that to pick up a few rocks, if you can even find any after a six-day blizzard? Besides, it's an overnight trip, and four can sleep comfortably in a B-12 snow truck, but not five. Now relax and watch the rest of the film.
Well, who else is going?
You, Norris, and...
I am,
of course. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Why would he send a physicist and a biologist to find a meteor? At least Max serves right away.
You know, I wish you wouldn't egg them on like that.
I just can't stand ignorance.
Well, when Clark pinches your head off for calling him dim, don't come crying to me.
There you go, Mac.
Thanks for getting this stuff ready.
No worries. I had to make breakfast for everybody anyway. A little extra isn't going to hurt.
Doc,
oh, what the hell are you
told
doing?
Me to put him here.
Don't put that mutt on my
this
table.
One?
Yep, right here.
I'll see you later, Mac.
The only table big enough for me to sew him up on, Kinner. We won't be long with the both of us working.
I don't care how long it takes. I don't want a dog on one of my tables, especially a dog that's bleeding.
We don't have any choice. The dog's got to fighting and this one got the worst of it. We can't keep things clean in the kennel. It was my idea, so don't yell at him.
Well, I don't have to like it. Just make sure you're done before everybody gets here for breakfast.
Yeah, wouldn't want to confuse anyone. Don't want them chewing on my huskies to get the taste out of their mouths.
Screw you!
Gentlemen, the longer you two argue, the longer this is going to take. Clark, start on that leg. I'll work on his ear. Kinner, go do whatever it is you do in there.
Morning, Van. Hey, check this out.
Great. A flamethrower. Why do we need a flamethrower in the Antarctic?
It's not a flamethrower. All I did was extend the range of these gas-fired de-icers from 2 feet to six. I figure we can de-ice the vehicles with only two and still do it faster.
Maybe. But we can't be lugging a fuel drum around to do it.
All right, so it's not perfect. I'll rig up a backpack for the fuel. Even with the longer flame, it'll still last longer than these tiny handheld jobs. I might even get the flame to 8 feet. Then it'll be a flamethrower. Don't know why Gary didn't just let Mac take the helicopter out. Could have been there and back before bedtime.
He didn't want anyone to get stranded without shelter. The trucks are a good thing to have if there's trouble. Four men can live in one for a week if need be.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hawks, that's correct. We sent a team to the site as soon as the weather cleared.
Well, Commander, I hope you find some big pieces. Good samples of meteorite rock could fund this expedition until the Navy gets McMurdo Base built. Imagine finding something in one day that could pay for two more years.
I'm glad you're happy. But most of this team is scheduled to rotate out in a few months.
And if they're part of a big discovery, they can write their own tickets when they leave.
As long as it's a ticket to somewhere warm, sir, they'll be happy.
I look forward to hearing your report day after tomorrow.
Well, Conan, what do you think now?
Yes, Mr. Christian, just what does your Bible say about this?
I must admit that I never really gave it any thought, but you can't argue with this kind of evidence.
Pretty clear what happened. It crashed, flash melt in the ice.
Looks like the secondary seismic event was this rear portion here. Detonating? Exploding?
The ice is clear, like the area filled with water before it froze. The wind has been keeping it fairly clear of snow.
We should be able to find some loose samples of the metal laying around. No telling how far the shrapnel would have been blown, though.
Oh, so you admit you were wrong.
Stifle it, Blair. I doubt you would be quite as accepting if an angel landed in front of you with glowing wings.
Don't be silly.
It's a fair point.
Yes, please. What would you do?
Oh, you're just being...
Being what? Yeah, I thought so. What would you do if MacReady's angel appeared here and declared the word of God? Would you admit it? I am, as you so pointedly reminded me, a scientist. Now, isn't the mark of a good scientist the ability, the willingness, to admit when he sees something that he didn't believe was possible?
That's enough, Conan.
No, it damn well isn't enough, Mac. Blair wants an admission, I'll give him one.
Guys, it's cold, and we're losing daylight.
You listening? I admit it. What we have here, buried in the ice, is an honest-to-God spaceship.
You're serious?
You ever know me to joke around?
No, I guess not. So, you going to be able to bring any of it back?
Doubtful, Commander. Our best guess is that the ship is 30, 40 feet down. And it's huge. Mac figures it used to be around 275 feet long, maybe 300, and 40 or 45 wide.
Used to be?
Yes, sir. We all agree that the second reading you had was the rear portion of the ship exploding. You called that one, Commander. I would imagine that would have been the propulsion for the thing. Maybe entering the atmosphere damaged it somehow.
So, we can't look for any, well, you know.
I hadn't thought of that. You think, could there be people inside that thing?
Oh, now I wouldn't worry about finding anything you would recognize as a person.
I didn't mean humans, but, you know, aliens.
I think that aliens would be exactly what we would find. But, as it has been pointed out, we can't find anything. We'll have to report to Black Island, and they'll have to send a digging crew out.
Well, I'm not calling anything in until you get back with whatever you find. You'll have a couple of hours in the morning before you have to start back. Make the best of that time. Conant?
Yes, sir.
I want you to concentrate on samples. Rock, metal, ice, any and everything you can sample. Even the air around it. I want to be able to tell them exactly what we found. I don't want to embarrass myself reporting on a spaceship from Mars that turns out to be the United States Air Force's newest experimental airplane. You get me something that gives me answers.
I'll do what I can, sir.
I'm sure you will. Blair, Norris, you two work for Conant for the duration. He says it, you do it.
Now see here.
Don't argue with me, Blair. If he finds anything that's in your field, you'll be in charge back here. But out there, he's the expert. And don't start any of your fights over the Bible with him. MacReady, you make sure they do what they're supposed to do. Then make sure you all get back here tomorrow night. I know you're equipped for a week, but that's just a precaution. You still have a schedule.
Yes, sir. That was always the plan.
Okay. Big Magnet out.
Well, you heard the man. Sleep, then we got 2 hours to find what we can. That's 2 hours. There is a reason I didn't call you before we started back. We've all been a little busy.
I expect. But I've been calling every hour on the hour the whole morning.
Yes, sir, but there has to be someone at least close to the truck to hear it. In order to be on the way back on time, we all have to
pitch in. Would you just tell him already?
Tell me what? Did someone get hurt? What happened?
No, nobody's hurt, unless you count a bunch of strained muscles.
MacReady, it's not like you to be evasive.
I know, I just don't quite know how to say it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Say what?
I don't think you have to worry about confusing this with an airplane.
What? Did you find some unknown metals or something?
Oh, probably. that's not the important part.
MacReady, if I have to ask one more time...
Gary, he found a body.
Everybody, calm down. Thank you. MacReady, you've told us about the ship and this thing that you found out there. I gotta tell you guys, I'm at a loss here. They don't train us on what to do with a man from Mars.
Well, that should be obvious. I'll thaw it out and study it.
What? You can't be serious.
Of course I'm serious. We'll never get another.
Listen, I don't care what you do with it. Just don't do it in my dining room on my tables.
We can't thaw that thing out. There's no telling what we'd catch from it.
Don't be...
What? Don't be dim? Let me tell you something, you no-neck pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak?
Blair, let the man talk. You've done your share. Now, what are you talking about, Clark?
Germs. Disease. You thaw that thing out, we could catch anything.
I'm telling you...
Blair.
No, let him respond. I think I know where this is going.
Oh, I give up. What?
I'm talking about comparative biochemistry. I'm talking about the fact that this thing did not evolve here on Earth, so there is no way that it could be carrying any microorganism that could be dangerous to humans. Add to the fact that it lay buried in minus 40 degree weather for 6 days, and nothing could have survived.
Oh, that's bunk, and you know it, Blair. Plenty of organisms freeze and return to life when thawed.
But those are not higher order complex organisms. An animal, one of Clark's dogs, for instance, would not thaw alive. Neither would a man, or something advanced enough to build a spaceship. That kind of structured organism needs all of its major parts to operate. This thing is dead.
That thing may be dead, but what about all the not-so-complex life forms it carries? It could have some blood-borne pathogen, for all we know. Something that killed the pilot and made the ship crash. The point is, we don't know.
Hold on, hold on. Let's just take a vote, why don't we?
But you said that I would be in charge if we found anything in my field. I think this qualifies.
Blair.
No, Mac, really, you were there, and now he wants us to vote? This is one of, no, the most significant, most important, most exciting discovery in the history of man. I mean, forget airplanes and nuclear bombs. We have proof, inarguable proof, of life from somewhere else, and he wants to vote on destroying it?
Who said anything about destroying it? I'm talking about voting on whether we thaw it here or take it to Black Island and let them do it.
Ugh, those morons at Black Island would either lose it or just turn it over to the military. Either way, we lose a chance to make history.
Listen, not only do we have a space alien, we have a dead space alien. There's nothing in my training about this. We vote. If the vote goes your way, then you can be in charge.
So do we just write down our vote and put it in a hat?
No. No secret ballots on this. You want to thaw it? Go stand next to it. You don't? Go stand by the door.
That's easy enough. I'll be the first.
Not me.
I gotta go with Conant on this one, Blair.
Me too.
I have to agree with Blair. This is not something we should pass on, gentlemen.
Come on, guys. A real honest-to-goodness Martian? Who wouldn't want to do this?
I don't care what we do with it, as long as it isn't in here.
Look, I promise I won't do anything here. I have to set up a lab, all right?
Fine. As long as you take it away, I'll let you play with it.
Kinner, you can't be serious!
Conant, it's his choice.
Mac, you should have never dug that thing up. Should have burned it right where you found it. I'm staying right here by the door.
You may well be right, Charles, but we are here for scientific study.
Oh, Mac, not you too. Gary, you have to see that this thing is dangerous. At least make it a tie so we can flip a coin or something.
I'm sorry, but this could mean tremendous things for all of us. I have to go with them.
I see at least some of us have common sense.
Ah, shut up, Blair. That I should have cleared by now. Pull the tarp off. Let's see the newest member of our team.
It's about time. We haven't been able to see it clearly since we found it. Copper, get that in.
What was that, Blair? Did I just hear you say, "Oh, my sweet Jesus"?
Are those worms?
This is a joke, right? You four cooked this up out there just to get a laugh, right?
Is it too late to change my vote?
I hope Gary left me some room in that trash can.
I told you, Mac.
Yeah, I'm beginning to agree with you.
Well, nobody ever said biology would be pretty. So, Conant, old boy, what do you think of God's handiwork?
Evolution can have this one. My God never created that.
So, let me get this straight. You want to thaw this out and study it?
Of course.
And you have to cut it up to do that?
Yes, of course. Eventually, a full dissection will be necessary.
I think I'm with Clark. Cutting this thing into pieces would be a good start.
Blair, if you don't, I damn sure will.
Thank you for helping, Doctor. Seems funny, six of us voted to study this, but everybody's afraid to be in the same room with it.
Kenner would have hacked this thing to pieces, and probably the two of us if we'd left it in his mess hall. You ought to be glad he let you have a table.
Pfft, uneducated twit. Afraid of a dead animal.
No, he's just being a man. He's afraid of what he doesn't understand, and this thing is about as unknown as it gets.
Doesn't he realize it's no different than one of his sides of beef?
It is different, Blair.
Mac! Christ, you scared me.
Sorry, Doc. This isn't a side of beef. Beef is just meat. This thing is a... Well, look at it.
One arm a tentacle with tentacle fingers. The other arm... What's that? A lobster claw with teeth?
You see why we're upset? I'm no doctor or biologist, but none of it seems to fit.
Of course it doesn't fit to us. It's not from here. It's alien. By definition, it's different than anything we've experienced before. That's why we have to study it, find out all we can about it.
I just wish we could have found more of them.
More? No, thank you. This one is enough for me. When you get through with your external exam, I'll help you with a necropsy. Until then, I'm with the others.
You got a moment?
What do you two want?
We'd like to talk to you about this vote.
I want to change my vote. We need to send this thing to Black Island and let them handle it.
I'm too tired to deal with this.
Boss, I'm serious. I take back what I said. I don't want it around. Nobody seems willing to say it, so I will. That thing scares the crap out of me. And I swear those three red eyes were looking at me.
Now you're just being silly.
Well, I don't care how the thing looks. I just don't want to catch some space disease.
I'm not happy either, dammit. Remember who it was puking his guts up in there? I damn near wet my pants when I saw that thing. But I made a decision, and that's that. Now deal with it.
This going to bother you guys?
Nah, not me. You have anything we can put in this coffee?
Nah, Gary keeps the good stuff locked up.
What about the not-so-good stuff?
Well, Kenner hides that under his sink. He doesn't know we know.
Warm this up for me.
It's empty.
Well, remedy that.
Can do. What about you two?
None for me. I'm going to bed. Maybe I'll wake up in the morning and find this is just a bad dream. Not feeling so hot anyway.
You go right ahead. I don't think I'll ever sleep again.
Well, desire and ability don't always go hand in hand, so I may not either.
Good night. I'll take some of that, Van. Although I doubt there's enough here to get that image out of my mind.
I figured you for a teetotaler, being a Bible thumper and all.
Oh, after seeing that thing, I'll take my chances. Even Satan has the decency to appear as an angel of light.
Oh, you see him much?
I'd rather.
Bet he wouldn't be wearing worms for hair, that's for sure.
There we are. Now that the ice is all chipped away, it should thaw nicely. I'll be able to start in the morning. If someone would help me clean this mess up. What the? Oh my, that scared me.
You say something, Blair?
Nothing. This thing is thawing, and the arm slid off the table. Gave me a start, that's all.
Ah. The rest of us are going to bed. Probably wouldn't be a good idea to start on that thing tonight. You might get lynched.
Yes, well, that usually happens when you're amongst heathens. I'm surprised you all haven't tried to burn me at the stake.
Why do you have to insult everybody all the time? I don't give a damn what you want to do with this thing. I just don't think it needs to be done here. You want to study it? Fine. Keep it frozen, ship it to Black Island, study it there. You're an okay guy, Blair, but people don't like jackasses. Everyone here would be a hell of a lot more cooperative if you just acted like a human being.
Thank you for your candor, but I am me. I refuse to be one of the herd just to be accepted. We all were assigned here because of our skills, and I am finally getting to use mine. After I clean up and make sure this won't fall off the table, I'm going to bed as well. Can't do anything until it thaws anyway, and that'll take a few hours.
Blair! Blair, you son of a bitch!
Let me go, you maniac!
Let you go? I ought to kill you!
What the hell's going on here? What the hell do you think you're doing, Conan? Kinner, hold him down. You all right?
Not hurt. But I think I very nearly was.
What's going on in there?
I was sleeping.
I've had quieter nights in Brooklyn. Are you guys fighting in there?
Gentlemen, don't start fighting.
Just what are you doing?
Ask Blair. He's done it. He's killed us all.
What?
What are you talking about?
I've done no such thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let him up. Mister, you better have a good reason for...
Good reason? What reason could he possibly have for assaulting me like this?
I'm trying to find that out. Now let the doc look at you. Conan?
It's his pet. That damned thing of his.
What about it?
You smug...
Conan, I'm gonna dick you!
Ah! Mac, what the hell was that for?
Just getting his attention, Doc. You try that again, and I'll knock you into the middle of next week. Now what the hell is going on?
Blair's monster.
Yeah, you said that. What about it?
It's gone, Mac.
What did you say?
It's gone. As in not there anymore.
You must be mistaken. That thing was dead, I assure you.
How do you know it's gone? You sure this isn't some joke to get Blair's goat?
Clark, go check.
Don't bother. I checked. It's not there.
That's just not possible, I tell you.
Impossible or not, it appears he's right.
He must have moved it himself, then.
What happened?
I had to take a leak. On the way, I saw the door to Blair's lab was open. The lights were off, but I wanted to check and make sure everything was okay. I turned on the lights, didn't see anything. Turned them off again. Then it hit me. I didn't see anything. Nothing unusual, as in no dead alien. I turned on the lights again, but it was still gone. The table was wet, covered in some slimy something, but no body. Blair's little pet is roaming around somewhere.
Bet you don't have to pee anymore.
Quiet, Ben.
If you didn't just hide it somewhere.
Be serious.
Well, boss, what do you want us to do?
I don't know, Mac. What do you think?
I think we need to find this thing.
Thank goodness I thought you were going to say we needed to destroy it. We need to try to communicate with it and build spaceships. Think of what we could learn from it.
I didn't say what we would do when we found it. Where's Childs?
MacReady, you can't just kill something ugly, because it's different.
What is that, Childs?
I went and got the de-icers. They'll work just fine as torches for this thing.
You read my mind. You keep one, give me the other.
But you can't!
We don't know what that thing is up to. Can you guarantee me right now that it's peaceful? That it's just wandering around lost?
Well, if it were dangerous, wouldn't it have attacked us while we were sleeping?
Oh, if it's not dangerous, why is it hiding?
It's attacking the dogs.
Clark? Damn it. Conan, Doc, Kinner, come with me. The rest of you, stay here. If anything but us comes back, burn it.
I have to go. I have to try.
Gary, keep him there.
Let me go with them. If we can communicate with it, think of what we could learn.
No, Max said to stay here. If it isn't dangerous, he won't harm it. Remember, he agreed to let you study it.
No way in hell am I letting that thing anywhere near me. They bring that thing back, I'm leaving.
Well, at least let me get my lab ready. I'll need someone to either try to talk to it or... or dissect it.
I don't see any harm in that. Childs, you stay in the hallway. Keep watch.
My, this looks like thawed out and sloughed off. Wonder
what?
Then Wall, hand me one of those microscope slides.
Microscope what?
Norris, would you please?
Here. You want tweezers?
Yes, I don't want to touch this and contaminate the sample.
What are you looking for?
It's possible that only the outer layer of tissue was killed when it froze and that the interior tissue survived.
But you said it was dead.
Clark! Stop! Don't go in there!
Get it off!
It's killing them!
And it'll kill you if you go in there.
What?
Oh. Move, damn it! Let me... It's melted?
What happened to it?
I don't know, and I don't intend to ask it. You two grab some fire extinguishers. Doc, keep him back.
Mac, you can't! The dogs!
They're already dead. Look.
Got them.
Stand back!
Look out!
Oh, shit!
Did that just come out of Buck's mouth?
Was that a tentacle?
That was Buck's tongue.
With teeth?
I think it's dead. Get in there.
Screw that!
You coward! You want to burn down the whole damn station? Give me that! Move, Mac!
So it's walking around without skin. Maybe it'll look better.
What's so unusual about that? Reptiles shed skin all the time.
Oh, yeah. And we all just love snakes.
Besides, I very much doubt it's skinless. Probably just a protective mechanism to preserve the creature's life.
Oh, and you've been so right up to this point.
Ah, yes, well, you tell me what I should expect from an extraterrestrial creature and its survival mechanisms, please.
You watch your tone. I'm on edge, I'm pissed off, and I have a flamethrower.
I really wish you two wouldn't fight. It's not productive.
Productive? You're the one who couldn't put his foot down and make a decision. Everyone here would have done whatever you said, but you had to vote. Turn everyone against me.
I did no such thing.
Guys?
The commander here has nothing to do with everyone hating you. You bring that on yourself.
Guys, that
dare pieces. You? I don't know why they even brought you here. This is a research facility, not a shade tree auto shop.
Shade tree? I'm certified by Boeing, Cayman, and Bombardier. I'm the only person in this whole hemisphere who can fix that plane, the helicopter, and those B-12 snow trucks.
What was that?
Damn him. Sounds like MacReady just killed it.
Sounds to me like he may have just saved us all.
Don't really care about
saved
the sound.
From what?
I
Who
care
says
about
it attacked
that.
The dogs? Maybe they attacked it.
Yeah, right after they unlocked their pen and went roaming around the compound. They are known for doing that after all.
Ah, sarcasm, the weapon of the uneducated.
Hey, smart guys.
What?
That piece over there.
What about it?
It's moving.
Here you go, Blair. Here's what's left. We saved you the most interesting piece.
I don't know if I should thank you or slap you for killing it!
When you look under that tarp, you'll know.
What is that? The creature?
Well, part anyway.
And one of my dogs.
Not that you can tell the difference.
And you brought it back? Why in the hell would you do that? We've got enough of that thing still here.
What?
Part of that thing is still alive over there.
Blair, that true?
It appears so. If you would all leave me alone, I could find out. This little piece could take hours to study. Those remains could take days.
Commander, you want us to study it or destroy it?
Destroy it? Doctor, how can you even suggest that?
You know what I think.
Burn it!
If you don't, I will.
I don't know.
Need I remind you again that I am the biologist here and that you have already told me I can study it?
I'm not sure.
I think you need to let me take care of things, Gary. You're just a little stressed.
Oh, okay, Mac. Whatever you think.
Oh, wonderful. Let the man who just burned it decide its fate.
Don't worry, you'll get to study it. It may have survived freezing, but it's dead now.
We've heard that before.
Calm down, Kenner. It's over now, so we're fine.
Everyone out. I want to get started on this, and I can't do that with all of you looking over my shoulder. I'll meet you in the mess in the morning.
I think that's a good idea. Everybody, go to bed.
Yeah, I need to lay down, guys. I'm feeling a little under the weather. All this excitement is getting to me.
Blair, if I hear just one peep, just one little sound come out of this room that I don't like, I'll burn your little friend to ash.
Nobody is burning anything. It's dead. We're done. Just go to sleep.
Mac, I'm not kidding.
How do you expect us to sleep after what we saw in there? I'm about ready to take my chances outside rather than staying here with that thing.
I'll race you to the door.
To sleep, perchance to dream. Maybe I'll have a nice relaxing nightmare. Wake up refreshed.
Shut up, Van. You didn't see that thing and what it was doing to my dogs.
Well, you weren't here for the pissing contest and twitching dead bits. Blair and Childs yelling at each other, one with a scalpel, the other with a flamethrower, and all in a room covered with moving alien slime. Oh yeah, I'll sleep like a baby tonight.
Everybody, come by the infirmary. I'll give you all a light sedative so you can sleep a few hours. We all need it, including you, Blair.
If you think I'm letting this out of my sight again, even to sleep, you've lost your mind. I'm staying here and I'm staying awake. I don't want MacReady or Childs to come in and destroy everything.
Trust me, I wouldn't do anything unless you were here.
I think the doc's right. Everybody but Blair, go get some sleep.
Now, let's see what we have here. Oh, that's different. What the? It's a copy. If it's that fast... They all could be. It could take over. makes sense. Gary. Mac. Copper. They're all... cunt. Of course, I should have seen. They all have to... Everybody.
Guys, Mac, Gary, get in here, it's Clark.
What the hell? What is it with you people yelling when I'm trying to sleep?
Where are you?
In the bathroom. Clark's dead.
What? Did he say Clark is dead?
Oh, shit.
Move, Van. What's going on? Oh, crap. What happened?
How should I know? I woke up early, figured I'd get breakfast going, came to take a leak, found him in here.
Let me through, damn it! Mac, what? Oh.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Can it, Van?
Yeah. You and Charles go get a tarp so we can get him out of here.
What happened, guys?
Clark took an axe to the head, in the head.
But who would do that?
Where's Blair?
Mac, this stuff is really over my head. Copper should be doing this.
Well, he's busy. If you want to switch with him...
No, thank you. I'd rather read Blair's notes.
Thought so. Just give me what you can.
Well, from what I understand, this thing isn't much more than a very tiny animal. Apparently, if it can penetrate the skin, it attacks a cell and makes that cell like itself. Then they both do it again, and again, and so on, all while continuing to do whatever that cell does naturally. He did some math here, and he figures that a single cell from this thing could duplicate an entire person in under 10 minutes. Well under.
But why kill Clark?
So Blair believes that we could all end up like the dogs?
Listen to this. The creature we found was not the thing's actual appearance. It has no actual appearance. The appendages were most likely the thing transforming into former hosts in an attempt to survive. It is nothing more than a cellular life form. Any creature or man that it imitates probably wouldn't know he had been taken over. The thing would simply be him. When threatened with destruction, the threatened cells react, becoming in essence individual creatures, trying as one to get away from the threat. Burn or freeze a part of one, and the whole thing will try to get away.
Well, that's not much help. Burn a man's hand, and his whole body will try to get away.
But still, why kill Clark?
Well, that thing got to the dogs. Maybe he thought it got Clark, too.
I doubt it. Well, I don't like Blair, but he is the smartest man here, bar none. Even I can see that killing Clark wouldn't necessarily kill the thing. The cells would die, but it takes time for all to die. His notes say that. Maybe he killed him so the thing couldn't take him over.
Wait, does Blair think we killed it?
Not if I'm reading this right.
What?
It says here that he considers it extremely likely that one or all of us have been compromised.
What do you mean, compromised?
The nice way of saying... taken over by a space alien that replaces every cell in your body.
Van?
What? That's what Conan said.
That's a fair translation, Mac.
If I was a copy, an exact replica, how could you tell?
It'd have to be some sort of test.
I'll talk to the doc when he and Gary get back.
Speak of the devil.
We got all the blood cleaned up, Mac. We put his body outside for now.
That's something you never learn to deal with.
Christ, boss. You are on Normandy, for crying out loud. How can a little blood get to you?
Now that was uncalled
for. Listen,
you
puddle jumper. Clark was my friend, and I just had to clean his brains off the floor so you can go take a shit later.
Gary.
Guys, don't... Don't...
Puddle Jumper? You try flying a helicopter with a bullet in one shoulder and a dying best friend in the seat next to you.
Both of you, shut up!
We always end up...
I need to ask...
Mac, I'm not gonna take...
Not gonna take what, old man?
Gary, I've got this. Van, I swear, I'll knock your teeth out you don't shut up. We have one dead guy, one missing guy, and probably a space monster walking around. You two want to fight
what
it out?
You
You're just
going
to have
monster?
To wait.
Norris! Mac, help me. Oh, God, he's having a heart attack. Help me get him to the infirmary.
Van, with me. Gary, you stay here. Come on, get his legs.
Use both hands, damn it. You don't need the damn flamethrower.
You didn't see the dogs.
Well, I need some coffee.
Try to get that damn fool to shut up while you're in there.
The way things have been going here, I'm about ready to start singing and praying. I'd rather take my chances with an angry god than some damn Martian chameleon.
I think I'll join you. Maybe I can improve his singing with a little baritone.
Come on, get him up on the table. You'll be fine. I've got you. Get back, you two.
What's that?
I don't have time, Mac.
Are you going to electrocute him?
Doc, stop!
Get back. This thing will kill you.
And Norris?
It might just save him.
Jesus, what was that?
Sounded like a gunshot.
It's copper. Some new thing for heart attacks. He explained it to me, but all I got was that it will kill you.
And he's using it on Norris?
Black Island said it was okay. It stops heart attacks.
Sounds like he killed him.
Hey, Kenner, what you cooking?
What?
Oh, shit!
Damn! Gotta hit him again.
Doc, he's in pain! Look at him!
His heart isn't beating right. This can stabilize it. Now get back.
Oh, shit. Look out. He's changing.
Get that extinguisher. Gary, move your ass.
Watch that arm.
Shit.
Shit,
look out!
What the
Mac,
hell?
His head! Oh my sweet Jesus, are those legs?
Get an extinguisher, now!
Put that out. It's not moving. Gary, get another extinguisher. We don't want to burn this place down. Over there.
Over there! Get it!
I got this one. Watch it.
Shit.
Okay, I think we got it all. Gary, check those walls. I'll check the ceiling.
That thing is charcoal. You guys see that? Kenner was surprised. He had no fucking clue.
I'm trying not to think about that.
I think it's all out. Why didn't Mac come help?
I don't know, but I'm damn sure gonna find out.
Doc, help me put this fire out. I brought two extinguishers. Grab that one and get started.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get that ceiling. Watch out for Doc's electrical thing. It may still be on.
It's off. It's got an automatic switch.
I got this. Go get that wall. Don't step in that thing.
Okay, I think it's good. Check behind that machine of Doc's. Make sure the fire's not getting back there.
No, we're good. And why the hell didn't somebody come help us?
I don't know. But I'm damn well gonna find out.
Doc,
Charles, McCready, where the hell were you?
You left us
Norris
to die.
We
nearly burned
things.
The captain.
We had the whole
things.
Room screaming and burning
that
thing.
I can't believe you didn't hear all that
noise. It made enough noise to wake the dead.
He's changing and
Norris's
shooting off
chest
tentacles.
Tried to bite my arms off.
Blair, he's here.
What? Where?
He was right there in the
I'll
doorway.
Get that son of a bitch.
He ran back outside.
Charles, stop. You're not dressed for it. You'll be dead in minutes.
Well, let's get dressed and go get him.
Blair is the least of our problems right now.
How do you figure, Mac? He's killed one man and is probably planning to kill us all.
Might not be a bad idea.
What do you mean?
He means that maybe we all should die.
What? Have you lost your mind?
Blair isn't important because we are.
Us? Why?
Because Kinner and Norris were things. How many of the rest of us are, too?
What do you mean, rest of us?
I mean that if that thing got to Norris and Kinner, it could have gotten to any of us. Or all of us.
Kinner looked surprised when his arm started to change. I don't think he knew.
I guarantee no alien creature could have faked that heart attack. That was as real as it gets. Norris was nearly dead when he started to change.
Then his head started chasing us.
What?
No shit. Squirmed off the table, sprouted bug's legs, and started right after Mac.
Kinner was throwing tentacles
Guys,
around.
None of that matters. We need to find out who's human and who's not. After hearing Blair's notes and watching Norris's head, I think I have a way. Everybody grab a partner and get dressed. We're going to the garage.
Why?
Because we've almost burned down the whole camp 3 times. We need the space. My flamethrower's empty, but yours is too. We need to refill them.
God, it's cold in here. How do you manage to work on anything?
There are heaters. We can't use them.
But why? Why not?
Blair sabotaged them.
It doesn't matter. What matters is us. Blair said that this thing is nothing but a cell-sized animal, and the groups of them can act as an individual. I didn't follow him until I saw Norris's head. That cinched it for me. Each part of this thing is alive. It's its own little creature, each and every little cell. Blair said that if you burn a part of one, the whole thing will try to get away. I'm counting on that.
What, you planning on setting us all on fire? That's a rather extreme way to find out who's human.
Works on farms.
What?
On farms and ranches, when the livestock comes down with a contagion, the most efficient, most effective way to kill the disease is to kill the entire herd. It's brutal, but it works.
So, you're gonna kill all of us, Mac?
Hope I don't have to. Doc, you get the stuff I needed?
Right here, Mac. A scalpel, petri dish, and gauze for each of us.
Good. Charles, grab me a screwdriver. Thanks.
What are you going to do, Mac?
Each of you. Take a scalpel and dish. Cut a finger and bleed into the dish.
You're crazy. I'm not...
Well, then, I'll just burn you right now.
Mac, you're not thinking straight. Let me have the flamethrower.
I'll keep it, thanks. Just do it and set the dish on the bench over there. Here, I'll do mine first if it'll make you feel better. There, mine's done. Childs, put yours next to mine. Then Van, Doc, Conan, and Gary.
This is nuts. Proves nothing.
Now I'll show you what I already know. I'm human.
What are you doing?
If every little bit of this thing is alive, then the blood of a thing is a thing itself. It'll try to get away from a threat, like a hot piece of metal. My blood is normal. Now point that flamethrower in another direction.
Do mine next.
I was going to. Now put that down first.
No, you kept yours. I'll keep mine.
If I have to burn you, I don't want you exploding.
Too bad.
Now, Van,
Can we vote on this, or maybe throw some dice?
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Holy! Get it!
Van, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
What is there to say? I'm still me. You don't have to burn me. What have I done?
Why the hell not? He's not human. He's one of those things.
So what? Am I any different? Am I a monster? No, I'm just me. Even Blair said that. Said that thing didn't take over, didn't make you any different.
And Blood always jumps up and runs away like that.
Screw you, Childs. Look, nobody has to even know this happened. All we gotta say is that Blair went crazy and we left him. Nobody has to know.
Can we chance it? You're not acting like a monster, no, but accidents happen. Look at Kinner. He was fine until he burned himself. What happens if you get hurt? You'll change just like Norris. Remember his head? You want that? You want to be the space creature you always make fun of at the movies? The thing that enslaved the world?
Mac, Rick, you can't. We're best friends. We've been best friends for 10 years. Who was there when your wife died?
Whoa.
Who was there for me when my dad had his stroke? Mac, I flew a fucking helicopter one-handed to save your life. You're all I've got. You can't do this. I'm me. I'm not some... Fuck.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? That's a hoot.
You want us to knock you out first or something?
Just get it over with.
You want me to?
No, I'll do this. I'm the only one who can.
Mac, you can't.
Just do it.
I'm sorry.
My God.
Oh, Jesus, save me. I don't want to go like that.
You won't. I'm putting a stop to this.
You just settle down.
Don't you point that thing at me.
Then don't get any ideas. Mac is in charge. We'll do what he says, or I'll burn you where you stand.
Okay, Doc, you're clear.
Mac, I don't feel right about this. You've set yourself up as judge, jury, and executioner. You have no right.
Are you crazy? After all the shit we've seen? You saw Kinner. Hell, one of those tentacles almost got you. And what about Van Wall?
But I'm fine. I haven't been around that thing at all.
Now, we don't know that. You're the one who was walking around by himself just 12 hours ago. How do we know it didn't get you then, before you woke us up beating on Blair?
I never even saw the thing.
We don't know that.
You shut up. You haven't any right to talk. You haven't made a decision on your own since we found this thing. If anything, you're trying to keep us from finding it. Maybe you're one of them.
I ought to kick your...
Shut up, both of you.
Now, see here. I'm still...
No, you're not. I am. Now stand over there, away from Conan.
Mac, you can't believe...
I believe that I just had to burn my best friend because he wasn't my friend anymore. If you think I'm worried about how you feel, well, I believe that's just too bad. Now stand right there. Childs, you know what to do.
Right.
Oh, no. That can't... I'm still me.
You want us to knock you out?
No, that wouldn't matter in the end. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know. How could I?
We know.
Stand back, Doc.
Wait. Give me a minute. Please.
What are you waiting for?
Man knows he's gonna die.
he wants to kneel before his god and say a prayer, he's got the right.
All right, I'm not going to say I'm ready, but I am finished.
You don't know how relieved I am.
Okay. The four of us are human. We need to find Blair, but we also need to get out of here. We'll check the plane and the snow trucks. The helicopter won't carry all four of us. Nobody leaves the group for now. Let's go.
The plane and helicopter are right outside.
Even though Blair can't fly it, we need to check the plane thoroughly. He could be hiding inside.
Mac, the door is open.
Let me look. It's been open a while. I don't see him. It's empty. So the only place he could be is the cockpit. Everybody inside.
We'll be trapped in there. Two of us should stay outside.
If you want to stay outside, go ahead. But if you do, I'm burning you when we come out. As far as I'm concerned, if you're out of my sight, you've been changed.
Damn it, Mac. Fine.
Watch the door. I'll check the front. Well, he's not here, but he's been here. The controls are trashed.
Why would he do that?
So nobody could leave. If he thinks we're all things, he wouldn't want us getting back to civilization.
But what about himself? Wouldn't he want to leave?
I'll bet he has a snow truck ready to go just as soon as we're dead. He can't fly, so he has to drive.
Bet he ruined the helicopter, too.
Safe bet.
If he has a truck ready, we can use it to get out of here.
Not until we find Blair and test him. If he's human, we'll take him with us. If he hasn't destroyed the trucks, too.
Why do that? Then he couldn't leave.
He predicted that the people taken over wouldn't know it. Maybe he thinks he's changed, too. He may be planning to kill himself after he finishes us.
That doesn't make any sense. If he was a thing, wouldn't he want to get out to the rest of the world?
The thing might, but not Blair. He's human, at least in his thoughts and behavior. Norris, Kinner, Van Wall, Conant, they all behaved normal until they started to burn.
We could sit here all day guessing. We need to check the trucks, then find Blair. The trucks still around the side of the garage?
Yeah, last time I saw them.
Then let's go.
Well, that settles it. He's planning on leaving.
Then why hasn't he? He could get away. Leave us to that thing.
And then what, Gary? Take the chance that they'll believe him? That they won't send a rescue party? Take the chance that we would get out alive and take over the world?
But we're human. We're safe. That thing is dead.
Are you really that stupid? We don't know that thing's dead as long as Blair is alive.
And Blair doesn't know we're human. He probably thinks he's the only one left.
Charles, grab something off the engine so this thing won't go anywhere. Better yet, get something off both of them.
Gotcha.
So, what now, Mac?
I hate to do this, but we're gonna have to split up. Doc, you come with me. We'll check the outbuildings. Gary, you and Charles go through the compound, room by room.
What do we do if we find Blair?
Get him to come to the garage and test him. If he won't go, burn him.
He trashed the other one. This one's missing a couple of wires, but it can be fixed. He wanted to make sure we couldn't just drive off.
You and Gary are going to search the compound. If you find Blair, bring him to the garage and test him.
And if he doesn't want to be tested?
Burn him.
Got it. You all right with that?
Doesn't look like I have any choice.
No, you don't.
Childs, try not to kill 25% of the remaining humans here.
I would appreciate you trying too, Mac.
We meet back at the Parchet over there in 20 minutes, regardless. If we haven't found Blair, we'll regroup. Either way, we all get tested.
What? Again?
You going to trust someone you haven't seen in 20 minutes? Blair figured it takes around 3 to replace someone.
Well, I don't have to like it. I don't like knives.
Yeah, well, I don't like burning my friends and maybe becoming a host for some alien creature.
Point taken.
What then? I mean, after we all test again.
The humans leave. This truck is stocked well enough. It would take several days, but we could do it.
And if he's human, are you willing to leave him to die?
Yes.
Nobody's getting left behind. Now get going. Remember, Parchet in 20 minutes. We'll check the fuel dump next, Doc.
That's the last of it, right?
Yeah, we can head back to the shed and get out of the wind.
Lay on, Macduff.
Doesn't look like... Doc? Blair!
You're the last of them. That explosion just killed the others. I couldn't let you leave. I won't let you spread.
Blair, we have a test. We're all human.
There is no way to test for this thing. It becomes you. What, do you think you're just going to catch it in a trick question?
It's not like that. Stay back. I don't want to burn you, but I will. So help me God, I'll burn you right there. Let me test you. We're leaving. You could come with us.
I'm really sorry, MacCready. You were the only one who was decent to me.
No! I can't be...
Just me. You're late. Where's Gary?
Blown up. Damn near got me, too. The explosion blew me right out the door. Gary took the brunt of it.
Well, come on in. It's not much warmer in here, but it's out of the wind. And there's whiskey.
You guys keep whiskey in the parts shed?
Would you think to look at a parts shed for whiskey?
Point taken. Where's Doc?
Blair stabbed him.
You get Blair? Was he one of those things?
Yeah, he was. I burned him. We found Clark's body and the remains of that thing. Blair had burned all of it. Don't know if you'd noticed, but the radio in the snow truck was on, set to the emergency channel.
No, I didn't. You think Blair got a call out?
No way to tell.
Will Black Island send a rescue team?
Yep.
How long before they get here?
If he didn't get a call out, 2 weeks from our last contact, that was day before yesterday. If he did, 8 hours from the time of the call, which would have been sometime today.
So what do we do? Ah, you rigged the snow truck.
Actually... What?
We're on the same page.
The plane?
And the helicopter.
Damn.
What now?
My favorite hap was in that helicopter. You never saw it. Big sombrero.
It's a little wrinkled, but you mean this?
Good man. I hope.
You too. Cheers.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Who Goes There, written by John W. Campbell, Jr., audio adaptation by Clay Duggar. In order of appearance, this production featured Donald Pitsilatis as Van Wall, Matt Weller as Childs, Joel Nisbet as McCready, Rick Stringer as Gary, Hazen Nestor as Norris, Rish Outfield as Conant, Ryan H. Nelson as Blair, Andrew Kerr as Kenner, Seth Adam Schur as Clark, Peter Catt as Copper, and Michael Liebman as Mr. Hawks. I'm Clay Duggar, and thank you for listening. Who Goes There is copyright Universal City Studios Incorporated. No copyright infringement is intended. This production is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Share it with all your friends, but do not try to make any money with it. This has been a Must Be Nice Studios production. Some sound effects provided by freesound.org and some music provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com.